the matter, Cecil?
I hope you're satisfied.
Well, sir, wasn't that a sweet fireman to rescue my cat? I just loved him for that.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well, don't you think he deserved a kiss for getting Sugar Pie down from that telephone pole?
No. He didn't get it down anyhow. The other fellow did.
Oh, goodness. I should have given him a kiss, too.
Why don't you go down to the firehouse and kiss the whole mob?
Why, Cecil, you don't care, do you?
I should say I don't. You can kiss the fire department and the police department and the army and the navy and the marines, for all I care.
Oh, but not all in one day, Cecil.
Oh, I should think you'd be ashamed, kissing him. Right in public. Right on the street.
On the cheek, Cecil.
You didn't have to embarrass me.
Do you want one too, Cecil?
Huh, I should say not.
Well, what are you crying about, then?
Well, I'm just disgusted.
There's nothing disgusting about a calf. It's sweet and tender.
An old fat fireman. You didn't have to kiss him.
He wanted me to, and he liked it. Did you see him grin?
And of course, you wanted to kiss him. You couldn't have given him a dollar or something else to reward him.
No, Cecil, I couldn't have given him a dollar.
Why couldn't you?
Well, in the first place, I haven't got one.
Well, believe me, you wouldn't catch me kissing an old fireman for rescuing a cat.
Well, goodness, Cecil, I should hope not.
Don't be funny.
You're the one that's acting funny. Goodness, Cecil, did you mind my giving him just one little kiss?
It wasn't one. It was three.
Well, three then. Did you care?
I wouldn't care if you gave him a million.
Well, what are you making such a fuss about then?
Huh. It's nothing in my young life.
Well, you act like it is.
Suppose it had been a garbage man that rescued your cat. I guess you'd kiss a garbage man.
Well, a garbage man has as much right to be kissed as anyone else. Someone has to kiss him.
Yeah, but that doesn't have to be you.
Oh, Cecil, you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
For the last time, it doesn't make the least bit of difference to me.
Well, goody, then let's forget about it. Well, what do you want to do now, Cecil?
I'd like to take a good poke at that fireman.
After he was so nice as to bring his fire wagon out here to help us?
He didn't help me. I'd have let the darn old cat stay up there.
I know you would. That just goes to prove that the fireman is nicer than you are.
Oh, he's nicer than I am, is he? Well, why don't you invite him over to your house sometime?
I don't know his name.
I'll bet you would.
Well, sir.
Why, he was old enough to be the father of both of us.
Well, is there anything wrong in that?
Sally, you must be crazy. How can you stand there and say things like that? Oh, ye gods.
Now, Cecil, come here. Don't walk off ahead of me.
No. Here comes the postman. You're liable to run up and kiss him.
Well, you should kick. I don't run up and kiss you.
That's something to be thankful for.
Cecil, are you just a little bit jealous?
Let go of my arm.
Oh, all right. Here, will you carry Sugar Pie?
Yes. I just dare you to give her to me.
Oh, if that's the way you feel, well, I won't then.
You won't if you know what's good for that old cat.
Nice kitty, you sweet little Sugar Pie. Cecil, it's all right to put her down now, isn't it? Now that we're back in the yard.
I told you a million times. I don't care what you do.
Very well. Wouldn't you like to kiss Sugar Pie, Cecil, before I put her down?
Yes, with a nice brick.
I don't know what's the matter with you, Cecil.
Of course. It's all right for you to kiss strange people.
Oh, he wasn't so strange, Cecil. I thought he was kind of cute.
Cute? You've got a funny idea of what cute is.
But of course, he wasn't as cute as you are, Cecil.
Oh, rats. Tell it to the Marines.
Or to the fire department.
Do I start laughing now?
You'd look a lot better, Cecil, if you did. Goodness, don't frown so.
Oh, it's my face.
Yes, and you're ruining it. I know what's the matter with you.
You do not, either. I mean, nothing's the matter with me.
Which do you mean, Cecil?
Why don't you put that old cat down? Are you going to carry it in the house?
No. All right. Kitty, Sally has to put you on the ground now. Run around in back of the house and be a good girl.
Yeah. Go run up a telephone pole. Sally wants a nice fireman to kiss.
Oh, Cecil, you're so sarcastic. You know something, Cecil?
I know plenty.
You'd never make a good fireman.
No one wants to be a fireman.
You burn up too easy. Oh, my. Cecil, when are you going to snap out of that?
Am I in the way around here? I'll go.
Oh, don't go, Cecil. We have the whole afternoon left to play around in.
I guess you want to play fireman.
Oh, Cecil, grow up. Don't be a baby.
Please, will you stop pulling on my arm?
But I like to hold on to you. It's so nice.
Oh, let go, will you? Yeah, me and the fireman.
Oh, goodness, I wish I'd never seen him.
What'd you call him for, then? Why didn't you let the cat stay up there?
I didn't call him, you did.
Well, believe me, the next time, I'll just stand around and laugh.
Let's see you laugh, Cecil. I don't believe you can.
What's funny to laugh at?
Well, if I had a mirror, I'd show you.
I want to talk to you.
But I want to talk to you.
I don't care. I don't want to talk to you.
Then there is something wrong.
There's not a thing wrong. So let it drop.
Well, why don't you want to talk to me?
Oh, I'll talk to you. I didn't say I wouldn't.
Well, say something, man.
Nice weather today.
Is it?
Yes, it is it.
I'm so glad to know it, Cecil. My goodness, you've no idea.
That's right. Go ahead. Keep on getting sarcastic.
Cecil, are you mayed?
No, I'm not mayed.
Oh, Cecil, you sound so funny.
Oh, you ought to be ashamed, Sally.
What have I done now?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. What do you think people will think when they see you kissing strangers?
Oh, goodness, we're back to that again.
Well, I wasn't going to say anything about it at first.
Why, Cecil, that's all you've been talking about.
What do you think your neighbors will say?
Well, I don't know, Cecil. What will they say?
Well, I don't know, but you ought to think about those things.
Cecil, I can't see why you should act so indignant and insulted. It wasn't you I kissed.
Well, I was standing right there. I had to watch. And all those men, too.
Oh, Cecil, I know. Did you want me to kiss you, too?
No.
Goodness, I'll never kiss anyone again, then.
It doesn't make any difference to me. Kiss everybody you want to. The postman, the policeman, the milkman, the newsboy.
Oh, the newsboy. Oh, Cecil, he's cute. He smiles at me every morning.
Holy cow, Sally. Haven't you got any pride or anything?
That's right. Bawl me out. Get mad.
Oh, my word. Oh.
Cecil, you know why I kissed the fireman?
Huh?
I did it for you, so there.
For me? Pardon me while I laugh. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, I did. You won't believe me, but I did it to save you.
From what?
Well, I thought he was going to take you to jail, so I thought if I was nice to him, he'd let you go, see?
Oh, you had to kiss him, so he'd let me go for ringing the fire alarm.
Yes, and you get mad about it and blame me. All right, Mr. Cecil, if that's the way you feel about it, all right.
Why didn't you say something before?
Well, I didn't think of it. I mean, I forgot.
Well,
I have to go in now.
Wait a minute, Sally.
Please let go of my arm now.
Oh, you're in no hurry. You know, I knew that was the reason all the time why... Sure, I was just joking all the time. I had you fooled, didn't I?
Well, here, you can hold on to my arm. Now, let's forget all about it, shall we? You fooled me, and I fooled... I mean, we're even then, and Sugar Pie is safe.